Broadcasting from the business capital of the world, this is the Podcast Business News Network.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Oh, boy, do I have a great guest for you coming up here in a minute. I'm going to be speaking with Dr. Mary Oz. You guys probably remember her show. She's a life coach and therapist and the owner at Radical Change Coaching Academy, which is right here on Long Island. But you know, virtually, she helps anybody, you know. What she and her team does, she put together this team of what they call Radical Change team of coaches, therapists and energy healers. And, you know, they want to create a life-lasting foundation, you know, for those big changes and the tough healing and the transformation that you desire and deserve. You know, they've been through this. Dr. Oz and her team, they've been through it, and they've been done it. And who better to learn from than people who have been there? So radical change coaching is something pretty interesting, guys. And today I wanted to find out how Dr. Mary Oz got to be who she is and how she got to be helping all these people, how she got these coaches and therapists and everything that goes into being the owner at Radical Change Coaching Academy. And the website you can go to is drmaryoz.com. If you guys have a question, you can call in and ask 631-730-7376. Or you can use instant feedback, which you just write your question, and I'll ask the doctor for you. I'll do it right on the air. And just give me your name and where you're from, and if you're bashful, just say anonymous, and that goes through kcinstantfeedback@gmail.com. So send your question that way, and I can ask the doctor. So with no further ado, guys, I would like to bring back to the program the owner at Radical Change Coaching Academy, Dr. Mary Oz. Hey, doctor, how are you today?
I'm awesome. Good morning. Are you?
I'm doing great. Nice to have you back.
Thank you. Nice to be back.
So I wanted to talk a little bit today about how you got to where you are. Before I get there, though, can you fill in the blanks? I know I was just telling the audience a little bit about you and what you do over there, but can you kind of just fill in the blanks, get into kind of like who is Dr. Mary Oz, you know?
Okay. So I am a licensed certified social worker, and it is a funny story that, you know, I remember being a teenager, and my guidance counselor asking me, you know, what do you want to do with the rest of your life? Where do you want to go? Where college? And the one thing I remember saying was, well, I definitely don't want to work with people. I think I want to work with animals. And sure enough, I went off to get a Bachelor's of Arts at St. John's University in Queens, and I took a minor in social work just because I needed more credits.
Yeah.
And I ended up falling in love with the concept of helping people.
Nice.
So then I went on to get my master's in social work and a PhD in social work. And I just actually fell in love with the idea of how do you help people get more from themselves? Mm-hmm. And how do you help people get more from their lives and more from their relationships? And I first started as a therapist, you know, which we talked about last week.
Yeah.
A lot of times that's about helping people who have a situation or a problem that they want to change. But then I did some cross-training with life coaching or coaching in general, and I discovered that coaching is a little bit more free about helping really good, healthy, wholesome people improve their lives so they can affect the world in a really good way.
Mm.
So then I fell in love with that concept, and I kind of merged the two worlds together and just ended up creating a system, a coaching system, that everyday people could become coaches, life coaches, and not just help people, like, fulfill a goal, but radically change their life and be their best version of themselves. So that's really what we do at Radical Change Coaching Academy.
Wow, awesome. Thank you for that. Now, let me start out with a question where, can you tell me about your team? Who and how did you put it together? And maybe you could tell me about some of them. Because I know this is a well thought out thing here.
Right. Yes, it it is. So actually, our team does consist of some licensed certified social workers where you have to go to school, you have to get your master's, you have to pass what's called the CSW exam and get your license. So we do have some therapists on our team that do therapy and coaching. But then we have some just what we call radical change coaches, and those are people that just wanted to make a difference. They wanted to be their best version of themselves and make a difference in other people's lives. So those are our coaches. And then we also realized to really create big changes in people's lives, sometimes you have to help them with their own energy, like what we call energy healing. Like, how do you help them heal some of the stuff from the past that they've been lugging around for too many years?
Right.
So that's where we brought in our energy healers. So we're probably about a team of 8 right now.
Okay.
The ultimate goal is to have 25 radical change coaches that have mastered the coaching system and the coaching tools, and they really can help anyone, anywhere, with any issue in a very powerful way. So we're like a quarter of the way full as a radical change coaching team.
Okay. Now, can you tell me how these radical change coaches are trained differently than other life coaches?
Sure. You know, it's interesting. I just spoke to someone this morning, and she actually just joined our radical change coaching certification program. And she said to me, you know, Mary, I kind of been trained as a coach to just help people do basic things in life. And she was calling that life coaching. You know, we had a really interesting conversation. I said, well, you know, in my world, I don't really think that's life coaching. Like, if you're teaching someone, you know, how to eat healthy or write a check or live on their own, I would call that just everyday living skills.
Mm-hmm.
So we believe that all should be powerful, should have breakthrough moments, and should be life-changing. So a lot of times I find that life coaches are trained to give advice. Like, you sit in front of someone, you listen to their problem or their situation or what they're trying to achieve, and you give the best possible advice that you can think of as a coach.
Mm-hmm.
And to me, that's not really the best life coaching. So we believe that if you want to offer life coaching, not only do you want to help somebody reach a goal, you want to help them understand themselves better. You want to help them understand, how come I keep saying I'm not going to, say, smoke cigarettes or vape anymore, but then the next day you wake up and you buy a new vape pen,
yeah,
right? So we teach people how to understand why they keep repeating patterns that are hurting them and hurting their life. So I believe we take life coaching to another level that's not only let us help you reach your goals and improve your life, let's really help you understand who you are and how you show up in life, love, and work, and make sure that you're okay with that.
Hmm.
Does that make sense?
It does. It kind of sounds almost a little bit like psychotherapy. Is there any similarity between what you do and psychotherapy?
Well, I mean, I think of psychotherapy as more therapy, and usually in psychotherapy, like, you're helping someone resolve an issue and a problem.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes psychotherapy is also supportive services. You're helping somebody through, like, say a mom has a daughter she's worried about, and the daughter has a diagnosis, and you're going to help that mom survive the daughter's diagnosis, right? Because it's hard to see your daughter in pain. So that's supportive services.
Right.
But I feel like life coaching is, it's really more for amazing people that are healthy, that are unhappy in their life, maybe about their career or something, and they want to bring it to a whole nother level, but they're in a good enough place to really work on it.
Mm.
And sometimes in therapy or psychotherapy, you're helping that person get to the good place.
Got it. Yeah, that's a great explanation. Thank you. And is it accurate to say that a good candidate would be someone who feels there's just something missing?
I'm sorry, did you say a good what?
A good candidate for something is missing, that feeling.
Yeah, you know, if I go back to my own childhood, I really think, like, why did Dr. Mary become Dr. Mary Oz? Is I remember being a little girl, just growing up, and I guess I was very self-aware. Maybe I'm an old soul, as people say. But I just remember, like, love should be deeper. Like, life should be better. My family should have more money. Things should be freer. Like, I just remember always wanting more. Not in a bad way,
right,
or a selfish way, but just thinking, like, life has to really offer more than what we have right here.
Mm-hmm.
And it's kind of interesting. So a couple decades later, right? That's mm-hmm. really what we help people do. We help people find more emotional strength. We help people be more resourceful than the average person. So anyone who's feeling, I want more from my friendships, or I want more from my relationships, my marriage, my family. Anyone who's thinking, I want more for myself, or I want to offer more to the world, or it's time for change, or I want more from my career. That would be a really good candidate for our program.
Okay, cool. And kind of going back to about the coaches, what kind of results are your coaches trained to deliver?
Right. So a lot of times we're helping people accept who they are, you know. A lot of times we're helping them improve their income or perhaps make some life changes. We definitely do a lot of work around relationships, right? So how do you love yourself, accept yourself more, and take more self-responsibility? We do a lot around relationship with others. Perhaps you're a parent and you have three children, and two are easy to parent, but one is tough. So we can help that third child be easy to parent. Perhaps you're in a relationship where you see some red flags and you don't know if you should move forward, or you're in a marriage. You know, even let's take COVID, right?
Yeah.
COVID's been around so long, it's stressing a lot of good marriages. Marriages that weren't struggling are now struggling. So all the coaches are well prepared to help people who are struggling with anything related to COVID. COVID fatigue, I'm tired of COVID being around, it's ruined my life. Or COVID fatigue because you had COVID and you need to rebuild your body and your strength up.
Mm-hmm.
You know, basically we really help people do a lot of great self-awareness, self-honesty, and look at the patterns in life that other therapists and coaches haven't been able to help you change. And then we help you figure out why and what would it take to change that.
All right. So, Dr. Mary, I got to take a short break, but when I come back, I want to get into kind of your story on, you know, what led you to create such a groundbreaking thing here. And also, you have a bunch of people that want to ask you questions on instant feedback. So I have both of those. But right before the break, can you tell people how to get a hold of you and your coaches?
Sure. It's easy. Just go to drmaryoz.com, or you can call our main local number at 631-650-5580.
Awesome. Guys, I got to take a short break, and I'll be right back with Dr. Mary Oz. Stay right there.
If you have unfiled taxes or are in debt to the IRS, this is important news. The IRS just rolled out a new program to help struggling taxpayers more easily resolve their tax problems. It's called the Taxpayer Relief Initiative, and it opens up powerful new options for people looking to get back on the right track with the IRS. And no one knows this program like the professionals at Optima Tax Relief, America's most trusted tax resolution company. They've resolved over $1 billion in tax debt for their clients and have the expertise and experience to help you. One easy call to Optima can start the process, helping to put an end to your worries of wage garnishment, asset seizure, and other aggressive IRS actions. Make today the beginning of your fresh start with the IRS. Call the experts at Optima Tax Relief now for your free confidential consultation.
Call 800-386-9945. 800-386-9945. 800-386-9945.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Hey, road cyclist, do you want a real adventure? How about a week-long vacation in Tuscany or Lake Como, Italy? Cyclabella Italia Tours are so much more than just great cycling. Come and enjoy not only cycling, but all the best in food, wine, sightseeing, and la dolce vita in Italy. Go to the website cyclabellaitalia.com to register for the Cyclabella Italia newsletter filled with interesting information about Italy and the tours. Visit the website to view the photo gallery of prior tours and learn more about the fantastic cycling experience with Cyclabella Italia. Email Joe at cyclabellaitalia.com or phone 480-353-6660. Cyclabella Italia. Ride, eat, drink, live.
Get
wins Quick Sale Realty, the realty company that has a winning track record for getting their customers the properties that best suits their personal and business needs. The company that doesn't put the squeeze on your budget. They specialize in the Queens, Brooklyn, Nassau, and Suffolk County areas. To become a winner, choose a winning team. Win a quick sale with Gittins Quick Sale Realty. Go to GittinsQuickSaleRealty.com. GittinsQuickSaleRealty.com. Call 718-454-9000. That's 718-454-9000. Get the quick sale with Gittins Quick Sale Realty.
Broadcasting from the business capital of the world, this is the Podcast Business News Network.
All right, everybody, welcome back to the Dr. Mary Oz Show with Dr. Mary Oz. Welcome back, Dr. Mary.
Thank you.
All right. So before we get to all the people that have questions for you, I want to know, so you're at St. John's, and, you know, like a lot of people, you kind of find your passion for what you wanted to do, and then you go on from there, and where do your travels take you from St. John's?
So after St. John's, I end up working in a runaway homeless shelter.
Oh, wow.
For young people, and that's where I got my basic counseling skills.
Mm-hmm.
And it was then that I realized, I actually thought back then I wanted to work with either runaway kids and or people that had been sexually abused. That was a big interest of mine back then.
Mm-hmm.
And then I went to get my master's, and I guess getting my master's in social work opened up my mind to there's a lot of other areas to help people. And then I think what happened is at the same point I started to want to really just understand the nature of helping people more. Like, what does it really take to understand who is somebody? Like, so when I would sit down with someone, I would just jump into, how can I help you? And then I started to realize before I help other people, I really need to understand who they are because they might be different than me. And that's when I started to do, like, seminars, masterminds. And it just opened up this, that's when I discovered life coaching. And it opened up this whole other world to, like, wow, there's more than one way to help people.
Mm-hmm.
And I fell in love with the transformational aspect. You know, it's like, how do you just not help somebody move 2 centimeters? Like, how do you help them in the biggest way possible? And I'm a maximizer, right? Like, I don't have one business, I have 2 businesses. I just love to maximize everything. And I kind of just brought that to my clients and somehow naturally developed this powerful coaching system that helps people in a very unique and powerful way.
I see. What are some good traits for someone in your field to have?
Yeah, I love that question. That's a great question.
Oh, thank you.
So I know what we do in our Radical Change Coaching Certification Program is, you know, you have to be generally healthy, right? Like you have to be a healthy person who can say, yes, I have self-awareness, I make a mistake, I'm not perfect, I want to improve this. You have to be able to take direction and be able to look at, are you doing a good job, an okay job, or a great job? What would it take to improve how you approach people? Certainly people with big hearts, people that care, mm-hmm. people with good listening skills, people that can not, this is probably the big one. So sometimes you might go to a therapist or a coach, and they're really not healthy enough to separate whatever going on in their life with the mm-hmm. client's life.
I see.
And they share too much, or a client says something, they get triggered, and they're not really, now they're just having a conversation. Like, therapy and coaching is an art, and you really want someone who can go into a session with a clear head and know what's your client's stuff and what's your stuff, and you're only there for your client.
That's a great point.
Yeah.
So I really don't mean anything by this, but anybody who has the therapy or the coaching, if someone has some addiction, you know, they got to straighten their stuff out first. Is that
Absolutely.
Kind of what you're saying?
Yeah. I mean, I don't want to go to a nutritionalist who weighs 300 pounds too much.
Gotcha.
Right? Like, I'm not going to feel very confident taking that advice. So we're not saying our coaches are perfect.
Well, of course not. Right.
Candidates have to be perfect, but it is a requirement that, like, you're grounded in reality, you're relatively healthy, you're a good communicator, and your heart and head is in the right place.
Got it. All right. So let's go to some of the audience here that wants to ask you questions. I got Sam in New Jersey. It says, I'm a veteran and has had difficulty connecting with the outside world after deployment. Have you worked with veterans in the past?
I've not worked with the population of veterans, but I would assume that it's possible that, I think you said his name was Sam. It's a little hard to hear you.
Yeah, it's Sam in New Jersey.
So if Sam experienced any kind of trauma or transition toughness or post-traumatic stress disorder, that would have to be addressed. And that's something we would address in therapy more than life coaching. But really, something rattled his sense of self or his sense of security that he's not feeling comfortable enough to fit in. And part of our program is we teach something called the ways of being. So what we would do with Sam is help him understand, like, when you wake up in the morning, what do you need the most? Some certainty. You need to feel safe enough. Maybe you need to feel connected enough or important enough. And once we teach him a way of understanding who he is, we could take a look at what's missing and how could we help him get that in his life.
I see.
And then Sam might be a good candidate for our energy healer, Coach Robin, just letting go of some of the memories and the roughness that he might have seen.
Mm-hmm.
Because it has a way of staying in our body energetically and interfering with our thoughts and feelings.
Got it. All right. Thank you, Sam, and good luck. Jen in New Jersey, I am stuck in my current job, but I know that I love to talk to people and to help them. How do I know if life coaching is a good career path for me?
So, you know, I can't really give a blanket answer to everyone.
Right,
what I
right.
would do is have a conversation with Jen and kind of find out, who are you, what's your present job? You know, is your present job a job you need to keep to pay the bills? If so, could we take a look at, do you want to be a life coach and train and consider doing it part-time until you build up a nice income where you could do it full-time? You know, for Jen, it would be, Jen's our perfect candidate to have a conversation, getting my schedule. Let's have a conversation and see if life coaching is really for you and if our program is right for you. But, you know, I know a lot of people that often feel it's a good time to switch jobs, and they love the idea of life coaching.
Mm-hmm. I got it. Okay, thanks, Jen. Matt in the Bronx, do you have clients, patients that will work with a therapist to find issues and then move to a life coach to work on them?
You know, I think what actually happens for us is that, I mean, I'm not going to say no to that, but I'll say that that doesn't happen often. So when we train our therapists and our coaches, we teach our coaches how to have immediate rapport with a client in the first 45 minutes of the session. So a lot of times, if you come in and you meet a therapist who provides therapy and radical change coaching, you're going to meet that therapist, fall in love with them, and never really want to leave them. And kind of, you might do some work, leave, and come back to the same person. But it's not like a progressive thing. And then the same thing, when someone works with our radical change coaches who do not do therapy, they usually stick with the coaching mode and tend to stay with their coach.
Okay.
Sometimes, though, Casey, we do have people come to the program, they work with Coach Robin, they do some energy healing, and then they move on to either therapy or coaching. We do have a lot of that.
Okay. All right. Now, I have one question left here because we're about out of time here. But, you know, we've talked about the radical change coaches, radical change team of coaches, the radical the academy. But if I had to ask, who is Dr. Mary Oz in the other sense of not the coaching part, what would you tell me?
Okay, sure. So Dr. Mary Oz, let's see. I consider myself young. I love life. I love emotional health. I love spiritual health. I have two beautiful children, a son-in-law. What I like to do I have two amazing little puppies. I happen to love poodles. Poodles and poker. That's my passion. So we have two little COVID poodles that came to us a year ago, two little sisters. So they're a delight. And not everyone knows, but Dr. Mary Oz loves to play professional poker and serious poker, and I'm always working on improving my poker game as a sport and improving my moves at the table. So this past November, I actually played in the World Series of Poker.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. So.
How cool.
Yeah, like that's my way of relaxing and taking a break, and I love any kind of game, like board game, poker, but just not games in life, right?
Yeah.
That's something I'm not.
Wow, thank you for that. That's pretty neat. Hey, Dr. Oz, we're out of time here, but let me give you the last word here. And once again, tell people how to get a hold of you. And thanks very much for your honesty and for what you're doing. So let me give you the last word, my friend.
Okay, I would just encourage anyone interested in radical change or more about our team, you can go to that drmaryoz.com website. If you go to the page that's called Program, and you scroll down to Radical Change Coaching Certification Program, there's a link that says watch free training. So I know one of your, I forget the woman's name, but one of your callers today was asking what's the next step. So for anyone interested in coaching and really seeing how we're different than other life coaches, just go to that programs page and click on that watch the free training coaching video.
All right. Guys, that's Dr. Mary Oz, and we will be right back.
Broadcasting from the business capital of the world, this is the Podcast Business News Network.
Adopt US Kids presents Multiple Choice Parenting.
Your daughter just had her first breakup. Do you A, put yourself in her shoes?
How could he do this to you? And for Sheila, she has split ends.
B, console her.
Oh, sweetie, this is going to happen a lot. 4, maybe 5 more times before you get married.
C, take charge.
Got to get this all straightened out. Keep a little talking to man, mano a mano.
Hey, Steve. It's now a good time?
No? Okay, no problem. Bye.
Or D, help her find a new boyfriend.
I know a great place to meet boys. The internet. Nice, single boys. Never mind. How about some ice cream?
As a parent, there are no perfect answers. But you don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same.
For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.